Les rêves des amoureux sont comme le bon vin. Ils donnent de la joie ou bien du chagrin.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX. Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. and Eric. Reiner, Trisha, Joseph J. Erdo, you were waiting for your last name.
Well, yeah, I was, but, I've mentioned a lot of my favorite Pixar movies, but I didn't mention this one. It's my second favorite Pixar movie of all time, Ratatouille,
I saw that one.
Camille.
I ate at his restaurant. It's really good.
Yeah?
You ate rat?
No, Ratatouille is...
He made the food. The rat made the food.
Right, there's okay. Probably rat in the food.
Well, no. Right, exactly. He wouldn't... They don't do that. That would be terrible.
That would be like cannibalism.
Yeah, I didn't eat any rats.
Exactly. But, Ratatouille, if you have not seen that, check it out. It will make you want to eat Ratatouille.
And French, like Le Bébé François.
Very François true. Dupri.
Very true. But
François.
In addition to Inside Out, there's a couple other movies that are opened in theaters this weekend, including Burying the Ex. Anton Yelchin plays a young man who has second thoughts about his relationship with his girlfriend, played by Ashley Green. I think you know her. After she moves in with him, his problem solves itself when she suddenly dies. However, when he moves in with another woman, played by Alexandra Daddario, who's been on the show before... Dead Eyes, right?
It was a funny movie.
His ex rises from the dead to get him back, and it is a funny movie. It's incredibly clever writing, strikingly visual style. It celebrates its cinematic roots. It's it's a zom-com. It's from the director of Gremlins. So it's got, you know, Joe Dante brings a very colorful 80s vibe to it.
It's funny because she's like rotting and he can't get rid of her.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and so it is a very funny movie, imaginative, and embraces the schlocky fun that it is authentically resurrected from yesteryear. Thumbs up to Burying the Ex, and it sounds like Eric gave it his thumbs up as well.
Thumbs up.
And finally, let's talk a little bit about Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. This was at the Phoenix Film Festival. Thomas Mann plays an awkward high school senior whose mom forces him to spend time with a girl in his class, played by Olivia Cooke from Bates Motel. With whom he has not spoken to since
girl?
Kindergarten. Yes, she's a sick girl, and in this, she's the dying girl. So, who was just diagnosed with cancer? This debuted at the Sundance Film Festival to rave reviews. It walked away with both the Grand Jury Prize and the Audience Award. Dave, you said that sounds pretty impressive, right?
It does indeed.
Yeah, that also makes it the most overrated movie of the year. It's deadpan humor and sappy sentimentalism is extremely awkward. Yeah, it's most clever components, titles of movies of no budget remake treatment. This is a terrible, terrible movie. People are raving about this movie. I absolutely hated it. This is one of the worst movies I have seen all year.
Wow. Well, now we know why you're not on Rotten Tomatoes, because you're not a populist.
Exactly. I don't...
You give your perspective whether or not it's what everybody else is saying.
Good for you, though.
But with Inside Out, I agree. Go see it. Check it out.
And
Inside
I disagree. Out. Don't see it.
And this,
I agree. Go see it.
My pick of the week.
This is Randy Newman, We Belong Together, Toy Story 3.
Yes.